Let's get the show going, huh, audience?
Well, good morning.
Hey, everyone. I have returned from a long journey. Except my journey was not nearly as long as Steve-O's.
Truth.
Hello.
But that's okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to talk about that journey today.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Great.
Yeah. I have questions about that journey.
He started questioning everything after that journey.
Like, where's my toothbrush? No, I didn't need to question that. I knew exactly where my toothbrush was.
It's in my bag.
Just wasn't with me. Nope. But that's okay. That's okay. We had a great weekend. So, the uprising happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back from Nashville. It was good times. Great oldies. Got to hang out with the House of Heroes guys. You know
Got
that band.
Got to hang out with Dave.
Got to hang out with Dave Early.
And Seth and Teddy.
Got to see Ethan Luck before he went off to Austin. It was a good time, man.
It was a great time.
It really was. I got to spend some unexpected time in Dallas. That was
Yep.
It was good, man.
You got to hang out with Matt.
I did. Matt Jameson.
Jameson, the old drummer.
From the wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, so we will
Yes.
We'll definitely talk about that coming up because it was an interesting situation that I found myself in this weekend.
Yeah.
So,
not me though. My flights went great.
Yeah, I know. You had, like, the best experience this weekend. Just everything normal and wonderful. And my getting there was awful. My yeah. coming home was awful-er.
Yep.
So, yeah. We'll have to...
You just have to be a professional flyer. Like me.
I am not, obviously. Or apparently.
It's
I
my,
found that out
The
this
thing
weekend.
With me, though, is, like, it's my beard.
I have a beard.
I know, but I have like the long hair and the beard. And
yeah.
so I walk in the airport and they're like,
that guy's yeah. in a band.
They either say, number one, that guy's in a band. Number two, that guy's homeless and somebody needs to help him.
Yeah.
Or number three, they're like, wait, why does he feel like he can grow his hair out and grow his beard out? What's he got that I don't got? Oh, man, I better just let him on through. And that's what I do. I just bank on that third one.
Man, we've got a great show today. It's Monday, which means Mad Lib Monday coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We're also going to have a very... I was trying so hard to just keep going as if it didn't happen. Question of the day coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
How are you supposed to act this early on a Monday morning?
I know, especially after the weekend we had.
You call me and tell me.
We got a collective nine hours of sleep over the course of the entire weekend. Because when you go to Nashville, people expect you to hang out.
Yeah, they do.
A lot.
Yep.
Man. So, but we had a great time. Most importantly, we enjoyed the uprising. Great event. And, 15 people gave their life to Christ over the weekend.
Yeah, it was...
That was fantastic.
It was a fun show. I got really mad at the beginning.
What?
Because my bass was fine during soundcheck.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know what happened mm-hmm. in between soundcheck and the first... Because we played two songs, and then awkward, and we walked off, and then there was a thing, and then it's like, now we come back out, and we play a real show.
Right.
Cool. Which was great.
Yeah.
But somehow... Some cable got shorted out or started messing up, and I go up there to start playing, kicking the elevator, and my bass went. It sounded like I had the worst distortion pedal you could buy on my bass. Like I went Metal Zone. If you guys are band people out there, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that Metal Zone pedal. You
Maybe
buy
it was me. Maybe I was just like bad luck for everybody.
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you don't have a lot of influence on my universe.
Yeah.
But you know who does?
Who?
The Smurfs.
The Smurfs?
And the Care Bears.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
kidding. I don't know. I think it was just a short and then went out there during the intermission and it was totally fine.
That's weird.
No big deal. It just happens.
Yeah.
It was cool though because I was like, we haven't played in a few weeks, so I was kind of nervous before we started. I was like, gosh, I hope I remember this. And even though I'd been practicing all week
yeah.
last week, I still get nervous before I play with them because they've been one of my favorite bands for so long. And I was just praying, Lord, please help me. Just give me peace. please. And I guess that's how he saw fit to deliver me peace, because after that little snappy, I was like, I don't care anymore. Let's go have fun. And then we did, and it was a great show.
Yeah, fantastic. So
if you pray for God to give you stuff, he'll give it to you, but it's not usually going to be the way you expect it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, I feel so much better. Now I am at peace. It's going to be like, oh, that's messing up. Well, who cares anymore?
Yeah.
And then, boom, great show. And I got to meet this sweet little kid, a little Down syndrome guy named Dakota after the show, and it was the best thing. I loved it.
Yeah.
And it was really, it was cool for me because I just read that book by the Shaq guy, Crossroads.
Oh, yeah,
and one
yeah,
of the characters is a Down syndrome kid, so it was cool.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, this is a good place to be.
And that book was actually based on a real-life person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Real-life person.
It was cool. Glad to be home. Excited for the show today.
Just found a receipt in my pocket from the Denver airport from Quiznos.
All right, nice.
Let's go into this next song.
Boom. All right. Happy Monday.
Woo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning. It's time to come with me on a journey. We're gonna find our seats and we'll find ourselves.
Yeah,
just stay with me.
I've decided that everything is relative. I just decided it.
Relative?
Yeah. This is what I've said. Today is Monday here at Team Awesome Morning Party. What day is it for you? Let's kick it.
Man, I feel like I need to come up with a name for today. Because it doesn't feel like a Monday. It feels like this weird vortex.
Fall betweeny-ween.
Yes. Day. This is day. So... Yeah, no.
I want to thank Mr. Steve Ryman for the coffee.
Ah, yes.
It's good.
It is, right?
It is good, and if you would drink it more, you would know.
Yeah, maybe I'll have a cup of coffee this morning. It is Monday, and, you know, it tends to drag, especially when you've been traveling all weekend, as we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when your traveling plans get all jacked up.
Yeah, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about this. So, this weekend was an interesting weekend. We got to go out. I got to MC the Uprising, which was a outreach event, and Pastor Kevin Miller taught, and House of Heroes played a
show.
It
was a fun event. Like, the event itself was fun.
It was great. I got to interview Timmy Skip, and that was a really great interview, man. That dude got vulnerable.
Yeah, dude.
He got real. That was a great interview. So,
he's a good dude.
Had a lot of fun at the event. The event itself was incredible. Surrounding things was really interesting. It was like this weird world of travel. Like, hey, let's punk Steve-O. Let's put him on this reality TV show where just about everything possible can go wrong. So, of course, today we've got to talk about travel mishaps. That'll probably be the question
man.
Of the day.
What are some of your worst, like, airline, airplane, travel
Facebook
mishap stories.
Get there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Should we go ahead and make that the question?
Yeah.
Question OTD.
I got stranded in Texas overnight.
What are some of your worst travel stories?
Yes.
How do you feel about your life? Are the days of the week relative to you?
But here is a weird conundrum because God worked everything out. I'm alive. I was safe.
Yeah.
Some really, really great friends took care of me in Texas.
Man. Shout out to Matt Jameson.
Yes.
From The Wedding.
Yes, Matt Jameson, drummer from The Wedding.
Old drummer from The Wedding.
Yeah.
He doesn't tour anymore. Because what's he doing? Where's he working?
He's working at the Village Church, Matt Chandler's church. He's like a video department. Like Kyle O'Hay is here.
Oh, that's and Kyle was there.
Kyle was at,
he
the,
was
uprising.
At the Uprising.
Yeah. So this is great.
He looked tired. He was like, I was like, Kyle, are you okay?
Buddy? Yeah.
Have you flown before?
Yeah, man. Huge shout out to the Jameson family out in Dallas, Texas.
Man, they came through.
They did come through
because they came through in a pinch.
I was sitting there thinking, I'm just going to sleep here. Have you ever slept in an airport before?
Yes.
You've, like, overnight? Like,
yes.
Wow. Wow.
A few times. I think when you're in a band, sometimes it's just a necessity.
Yeah?
Well, number one, if you get to do fly dates, you're like, yeah, I made it. Yeah. I made it. And then you're like, I hate fly dates. These are the worst.
Explain fly dates to the listeners who aren't...
To the listeners who aren't familiar with a fly date.
Yeah.
Sometimes a place will book you and they will say, hey, we need you to come play. And then you're like, okay, I live in Mississippi. Where are you? Oh, we're in Washington State. But we need you to come here for this one show.
Right.
And then you think, do I have any tours leading up to there? No. Crap. And they're like, oh, no, it's cool. We're going to fly you in. And then you're like,
it's a vacation.
Oh, okay. So you're telling me that instead of it taking pretty much 2 days to get there,
right,
it's going to take about, what, 6 hours? Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you go through logistics. Okay, well, we need this and we need this because they have to provide you backline, which your backline is like all your amps and stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to break it down for you guys real quick. Production, sound system, they provide.
Okay.
And then when you do a fly date, you usually provide, well, unless you're a band that travels with a sound system. Some bands do that.
Wow.
Like a lot of bands that do camps or just play exclusively in churches, they'll buy their own sound systems so they can come in and just set everything up and they know it's going to work.
Right.
Because for some reason, if you say we're going to come play at a church, most churches are like, all right, cool. And then you show up and then they're like, we knew you wanted a sound system, so this is what we got. And
right.
You're like, oh, good, it's the one from the coffee shop. That'll work for our full-piece band. That's great. Anyway, beside the point. So fly date, they're going to provide your backline, which is all your speakers and stuff. And you have this sheet of paper called a rider. Well, it's really an email.
Yeah.
Print it out.
Yeah.
And it's all your needs.
Okay.
All your preferences, depending on who's bringing you in and how much money they have. Because they'll rent that stuff, you know, or if they have it, like, on hand.
Yeah.
Like, I know when we played Calvary, they had some of the stuff just on hand because the band uses some of the same things that we use, which was good. So, anyway, fly date, you have to bring, like, for me, bass player, this is what I would always bring. Bass guitar and my pedal board. And I love flying a certain airline that... I love flying, if you get my drift, because they have plenty of room in the...
Yeah, you couldn't bring your bass this weekend.
No. So, yeah, so some airlines will let you actually bring your bass on board, and then some make you put your guitars and stuff under the plane, and I have seen too many people put their guitars under the plane, and then snap, they are gone. Gone forever. Horrible things, like Justin from Fireflight.
Wow.
Who is not in the band anymore, by the way. We didn't even talk about that. He announced he was leaving. Anyway, when I went to Germany with them over Christmas, his like guitar got pretty much just...
Oh, man, in Germany?
Like, on the way to Germany.
So you're like halfway across the world.
Yeah, like he pulled it out of the thing, looked at it, and was like, oh. Luckily, it still worked. It was just like almost gone. And then it was this huge snafu with the airline.
Work?
I don't know. The Lord.
Okay.
Anyway, fly date, you bring your guitar and your pedal board. If you're a drummer, you'll bring like your snare and your sticks and your click track.
Yeah.
If you're not playing to a click, you need to get on a click track. And, you know, just you bring like the essentials, like your guitar.
Yeah.
And your snare drum and your keyboard coon, which always cost an extra $50 because it was huge and heavy. But we knew that. We planned for that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Frontier would not let me put my bass in the... I feel like I'm... People are so bored right now with my story. But this is my life. Is it who I want to be? Switchfoot. So I couldn't bring my bass and put it above the thing. So... I remembered, oh, my other bass,
I'm blessed
to have two.
Yeah.
It's at home. Well, I'll just use that bass, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I just flew with my pedal board under the plane, and we packaged our luggage together.
Together!
Because for some reason, the airline we chose this time, they don't...
It was the worst.
You have to pay for everything.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy.
I've never been on a flight where it was like, oh, you have a check bag? $100? What? Oh, you You wanted to bring something with you on the plane? $25.
Ha!
What?
Yeah. And then you're on the plane and you're like, man, there's a TV in front of me.
$6.
$6 for a movie. Oh.
Hi, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now be serving refreshments to you throughout the thing. We have this kind of product and this kind of product, and we also offer peanuts. Oh, good. Thank God, because I'm
a little snack. Need a snack. Yeah, I just need a snack.
Can I just get a bag of peanuts? Sure, they're $3.
$3?
Yep. For a bag of peanuts?
Hey, everybody. It's time for traffic. Oh, and you know what that means.
What?
It means it is time for traffic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right now, there's nothing. Like, everything is green. There's no road construction. There's a little bit of congestion on Jefferson and Paseo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice.
Should I reload just
beautiful
to make sure?
Beautiful morning.
Hey, we're going to reload just to make sure. Everyone, hang on.
It looks
this thing
wonderful
moves
out
at
there
the speed of life. No, it's the, still the same. It looks great. Everybody's doing great.
It's the balloon fiesta hangover. Everybody's sleeping in a little.
Everybody's like, man, I've been flying in them balloons, dealing with that traffic.
Burning that candle at both ends.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. The phone number 505-338-3779.
Thanks, Will
I could have
Smith
been like a 90s... rap artist.
You sure could have, but yep, you weren't, so too bad.
I would have had plenty of time to write some songs on Saturday night.
Saturday night!
Tell us, okay, everyone, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Story time!
It's the time for the story.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Worst travel stories. So, get ready.
Yeah, so far we have a rousing two. Look out.
So we went to Nashville this weekend, and you had a wonderful flight there.
It was seriously one of the easiest fly weekends I've ever had.
So I texted you right away, because I was already getting in later than you, and said, hey, guess what, buddy? What? You got to pick me up even later, because I'm delayed.
Delayed.
I'm sitting here. So I sat in Albuquerque, actually, longer than I expected, and then got to Denver, waited there for a bit.
Yeah, but your flight to Nashville was pretty much on time.
Yeah. And so I was like a little complaining. Oh, yeah, we got delayed. Blah, 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 blah. Complain, complain. That was the worst travel experience. Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Traveling is for fools.
So I thought, because I really was complaining about how that was like the worst travel experience.
Yep.
In Nashville. And then they were like, oh, just you wait, my friend. Just you wait till you try and go home. Side note, I had a carry-on, okay, flying.
Yes.
Did not have a checked bag because I couldn't afford to pay for it, because nowadays everybody's so cheap. Woo. That you can't just have your stuff. You have to pay like, oh, it's this much to check this bag, and it's this much, not an oversized bag, just to have a bag for me.
A personal item.
Gosh. So I gave you all my toiletries.
Yes.
All my clothes, all my everything.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because I used all of them.
Yeah, yeah, my toothbrush, my deodorant.
I used all, like, it was double for me, because I used my stuff, and I said, I better use his stuff, too. So I did.
So you had all my stuff, so I'm flying back, and you had to leave Nashville earlier than me, so I was hanging out in this foreign land alone.
Land.
So I got to the Nashville airport and get through everything relatively quickly.
Yeah.
Get there. I had texted you because I was like running a little late to the airport. I got a little nervous. Got there. Got on the plane. It was like, dude, that was the easiest thing ever.
Woo!
Yeah. Good travel experience.
Nashville Airport, all right.
Yeah, what? Thank you, Nashville Airport, man.
I really like the Nashville Airport.
And I flew a different airline on the way home than I did flying out there. So I was like, oh, it must be this airline that I don't really travel on normally. These guys are patriotic.
Yeah.
America.
It'll be great.
It'll be fantastic. So I'm sitting there. I'm already on the plane. And then, excuse me, peoples. I don't remember how they addressed us, but it was basically a,
looks like we are in a delay. We are still sitting. We're sitting on the tarmac. Well, looks like we're going to be here for a little while. Just got word from the Denver International Airport that some Thunderstorms have knocked out the air traffic control system in Denver. So
Dallas.
In Dallas or Denver. See, I'm so tired. I don't even know.
Trust
my bad.
Me. You want to say Dallas because
okay.
That's Lens. Another dimension.
Gosh, DFW.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sorry, I meant to say Dallas because I'm so tired I forgot half of the story.
There you go.
So it looks like the air traffic control system in Dallas, DFW, has been knocked out. So it's going to be a little while longer. You can either sit in your seat or you can get up and deplane.
Yes.
Looking at about an hour right now.
An hour.
An hour. Okay, do I sit here with the screaming kid behind me, or should I deplane? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to deplane.
Yeah.
I'm going to deplane.
Deplane.
And so I'm deplaning, and then everybody in first class is, like, kicked back with the wine.
Yes, yes. I'm just going to sit here in my first class.
It's just another moment of rest for me. This is all that I do.
So I get off the plane, and I'm hanging out. All right, it's been about an hour, so I go back to the plane, and the guy's like at the gate. All right, I recognize you. I remember you. All right, cool. Let me see your boarding pass. All right, you're good. And I'm like, hey, I have a connection in Dallas to get me to Albuquerque. And this girl in front of me had the same thing, and she was saying, hey, are we going to make our connecting flight? And I'm like, oh, that's a really good question. I didn't think about it. I just assumed everywhere in the world is delayed. So are we going to make that? Yes, yes. Okay, and she's saying, because I live in Nashville, and I could just stay home if I'm not going to make my flight today. And da-da. No, no, madam, I assure you. Oh, yes, we here at this airline that is so...
patriotic.
Yes, yes.
We only honor citizens.
Yes, yes. So I'm like, well, okay, cool, America. So we get on the plane and get to Dallas, and I'm like, woo! And we're just about to Dallas. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would prepare for landing, we're going to be arriving about 20 minutes early. Took about 20 minutes off of the flight time. So good news, if you're connecting to Albuquerque, your current gate is A14. Just make sure. Cool. All right. This awesome. Is great. It's fantastic. I haven't
we're
seen my family in days.
Early.
Mateo's already home.
I've been chilling all day.
You've been home all day. I just can't wait to get home and see my family. And so I get there and I race to A14. And DFW, I'd never flown into, and it was a maze.
Yeah.
So I had to take this like trolley to get from gate C to the to the A gate. And so I get to A, and as I'm getting there, I look down and I see A14 and I don't see an airplane. So in my brain, I'm like, oh, cool, it was delayed, so it must not have landed yet. Oh, I got plenty of time. So I get down there, and I go to the guy, and he's on the keyboard, and I'm like, hi, yeah, just checking in for my connecting flight to Albuquerque because I want to go home. Oh, yeah, sorry, that flight has already departed. What? Okay. And he's not even, like, looking up at me. He's just like, yeah, that. And I'm like, okay, so I'll just catch the next one. Oh, there are no more flights tonight. Here you go. Here's your boarding pass. Be back here at 8:50 a.m. tomorrow. Wait, what? I was like in shock at this point because I'm like, he is so nonchalantly not addressing the fact that...
Just devastating.
I am stuck here!
Yep.
Okay. Where am I going to sleep? Thank you. Thank you. This is my favorite part. Well... The Dallas Cowboys are playing the Washington Redskins this weekend, and the University of Texas played Oklahoma today. So there are no hotel rooms. Obviously. Okay, so am I just going to sleep in the airport then? Sir, I don't know what you're going to do. Next!
Wow.
Wait, man! So in real life, what I did was I stepped out of the line and immediately texted you guys.
Yep.
What didn't make it, I think, was all I texted because I was so deflated. That was just about all I could get out without crying.
Come on.
But this dude, like, just straight-faced, no apologies, no care in the world. And inside, there's this rage boiling up of, okay, wait.
how do I respond to this? Because there's the Steve-O, like, answer of what I want to do, and then there's the way I represent a somebody greater than myself. His name is Jesus.
Oh.
And I'm just... don't know how to respond. So I was seriously like, how do I respond to this?
Yeah.
I am stuck in Dallas, Texas. I don't really know many people in Dallas, Texas. It's like 9-something at night. How? What am I going to do? I guess I'm just going to stay here. Oh, I take that back. Sorry. The airline, the Patriotic airline?
Yes.
That I'm not going to name?
America. Right.
They gave me a $7 coupon for breakfast the next morning.
Look out.
They covered my Egg McMuffin.
Watch out.
So,
because in
so
the
I can't
airport,
say they didn't do nothing.
Right.
That's a double negative. But
you can't say that.
Static.
Dude,
Shane!
What's up?
Good morning, Shane.
Dude, so you're never going to believe this. I have been in the same situation in the same airport.
What do you do? Because I have not contacted this airline yet, and I'm, like, debating on whether or not I go off on a tirade or if I just let it go because I made it home safely the next day. Oh, wait.
What?
They didn't put me up in a hotel because obviously there are no hotels because the Cowboys were playing the blah, 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 blah.
Right. There's like this like little room that if you're the Admiral Club, if you're part of the Admiral Club, you can
right.
go over there and get a bed and a shot. It's right in the airport.
Yeah.
And
didn't give me that.
Same thing, dude. They it started snowing in Dallas, and Dallas is not prepared for snow.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
So they start delaying the flights, then you're just like, no, please, God, no. And then pretty soon, yeah, sure, boom, everything's canceled. It's like 9, 10 o'clock at night, and same exact situation. And here's the thing. I don't even want to leave the airport for fear that I won't be able to get back into the airport.
Yep. Right, yep.
So they have like a little Baskin Robbins. I'm like, dude, the game's on. I think like Seattle Supersonics are playing somebody. And I got a cop. They come by with like,
hot. Really?
And while 50 or 60 people were like, this can't be happening. Yeah. Dude, I had a pillow, a blanket, my feet kicked up eating a Sunday watching the Sonics
game. What? I didn't get any of that.
And I did that right there in my gate area. And in the morning, I got up, and everybody from the company that flew me in for that interview was freaking out, right? Because they're just like, oh, we got to get this guy the best treatment, but we'll come get you. We're taking his hotel. I'm like, dude, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I've been in the military.
See, okay, so what you're saying is I'm a baby because...
Yes. I'm dude, walk it off, dude.
I just
got home safe.
Yeah, exactly, right? But it was like, I think, here's the conundrum.
I got to be honest with you, though, dude. Nobody was rude to me, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and my situation was different than that. It was snow. It wasn't, you know what I mean? There was snow there. I mean, I knew.
Yeah, there wasn't weather because all the other flights were just fine. It was simply in Nashville, they deplaned us. Because of something happening and, you know, the air traffic control system got knocked out. So they're rebooting the system and it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
And we asked specifically in Nashville, are we going to make this? Because I have plenty of friends in Nashville where I was staying that I could have just waited it out a day.
Totally.
But it was like, no, you're fine. This guy.
See,
this guy. Of course we're going
to
make it.
This is where I think a change needs to happen. I wish that on the way, like when they, instead of them saying, hey, we're going to be 20 minutes early, I wish the guy would have come over and said,
this is your captain, you fool.
You've all
dude.
Been duped. We've got all of you now.
Then everybody in the cabin will be like, yeah, you got me.
Yeah,
okay.
You got me.
That's fine.
It was a good one.
I don't think that, I got to be honest though, dude, man, If I was, you know, just looking for a little help, a little information, and people were, like, flat-out rude to me...
Oh, dude, so
rude.
That's
a separate issue. Like, I get stuff happens, but when stuff happens, you be extra cool, not extra not cool.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because I was just standing there dumbfounded, like, oh, okay, so where am I going to stay? I don't know, sir. Next. You know, and I'm like,
Yeah.
Wait, no. No, you don't get to do that to me. But instead, in real life, I was like, okay. And I just kind of like slipped over out of line and then texted Matt and Chrissy like, hey, guess what? Stuck in Dallas. And just there as the dude did the exact same thing to like the three other people who were trying to connect to Albuquerque. Yeah. You know, just handed him a boarding pass. And I don't know if it was because it was the last flight of the night and he was just wanting to get out of there or what. But it was just... Man,
maybe
the lack
he had
of,
had a really bad day.
And God worked it out. God worked it out. Our dear friend Matt Jameson, who is a former drummer of The Wedding, lives in
he
Dallas.
Lives, like, right by the airport.
Lives by the airport. He came out there. He picked me up, and I actually got to spend a great evening with him and his wife. And
that's awesome.
I walked into his.
It ends up being a blessing.
And that's exactly why it's like, well, so then I guess I don't. Do I get to complain
I
about
think you
this?
Can let
do
it
I?
Go.
Do I get to say anything to the airline about how their service is awful and how I will never fly American Airlines ever again?
I think you let your actions do the talking.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, I think you let your actions do the talking, dude. I think you just don't ever fly them again and just do what you're thinking. And I think that it's rad when something like that happens and you look for the blessing in it and you...
Static Radio.
Welcome.
And welcome.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Sibo, Mateo.
Yes.
Hanging with you. Talking horror stories of flight, of travel.
Horror stories of flight and
I got
travel.
Stranded on our way back from the Uprising event in DFW.
It was stranded.
Overnight.
Overnight.
But I did get a $7 breakfast coupon.
Look out. You're always going to get something in return.
For the next morning.
Sheesh.
$7.
Anyways, everybody, how's your Monday doing?
Fantastic.
Not you. I'm talking to the audience, and I'm not supposed to get a response.
Sorry.
That's
okay.
The thing. I'm pretty much just talking to myself.
It's pretty great.
But there are actual people
happy to be
listening.
Home.
Yeah. Hey, we hope your Monday is going great. Right now, we are just sharing horrible travel stories
of wonder
and
greatness,
of disappointment, of everything.
Yeah, so
we have a bunch on Facebook.
I know we're behind the times, man.
Look, let's read these.
We got to read some of them. We also need to get to our Mad Lib, which just so happens to coincide.
Hey, do
with,
we need to do the Mad Lib first?
Airports,
or should we? You know what? It's 8:15. You know what that means?
Oh snap! I do know what that means.
Tell me about it. Or better yet, I'll tell you about it, friend.
Oh, yeah.
Look out. Hey, everybody.
Literally, look out.
It's time for traffic. We have a disabled vehicle. Caution! I-25 North at the Big I. That's the big interchange here in Albuquerque.
That's right.
Or Highway 40. It's where they cross.
It's kind of like in Nashville. You've got I-40 and I-65.
Yeah, we realize.
Boom!
Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. There is a disabled vehicle. Exit 226, that's the Big I, where I-25 North and Highway 40 intersect. There is traffic. It looks like it's starting to get a little backed up behind that. People are slowing down. We have a little bit of traffic on, what is this? What is this road? Loretta? Is this Loretta? What is this road?
I don't know.
Bosque Circle? I don't know. Just, and it's getting congested on Paseo and Jefferson.
Yep.
Typical morning traffic. Be careful out there. Luckily, we don't have any accidents to report. But pay attention to what you're doing. Laugh as you listen to us on the radio. But only call in if you have a hands-free unit.
There you go.
And don't text and drive. Thank you.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. They've got pump brufkies today.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I inhaled mine. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, the
it
wonderness.
It was wonderful.
So,
it's a pumpkin blue
FYI, flame. Pumgrufkies.
Pumpkin blue flim.
Yeah, so. We're talking about crazy travel experiences.
Hey, you know what? The funny thing is, we're talking about a certain patriotic airline that we can't exactly name, but we can get
we
really
could,
close to.
But we don't want
it's
to
not
necessarily
Canadian
trash
Air,
them.
It's not Mexican Air.
It's not.
But it's the one in the middle.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie says, she also recently, and this is in June, had a bummer of a trip on a patriotic airline with a mission group of 14.
Oh, man.
They went to Haiti. On the trip back, they were dropped off at the airline with 2 hours before their flight.
only to discover that they had changed the flight to the next day, and they were stuck there. Their bags were checked. They had no carry-ons. After about four changes in the flight time, we finally got out maybe 5 hours later. But by the time they arrived in Miami and made it through the, oh gosh, 1.5 hour customs, they'd missed their connecting flight.
Yep.
We did get put up in a hotel with vouchers.
Ah!
After our group of 14 tired and hangry, that's what you get, hungry,
that's what
angry.
I was hangry.
Hangry is hungry, angry. Many of us have experienced this. We just haven't had a term to coin it.
Yes.
Now we do. Hangry. You're welcome. People swarmed, after this is the 14 tired and hangry, people swarmed the customer relations desk at once. They didn't have any of their clothes or toiletries for the night, and as it turned out, the only place for them to eat at that hour was the hotel. Unfortunately for them, the cooks had caught out sick, and the busboy had became a waiter, and the hostess became a cook. Needless to say, no amount of waiting made the food good or fully cooked.
Wow.
By the end of the night, most of us were just past the point of tears and had to laugh as the experience, as a survival method.
Dude, I was in that same state of boom.
We hate to inform you that there has been some delays in DFW due to a thunderstorm that has knocked out the air traffic control system. We are going to deboard the plane at this time. It's looking like about an hour delay, and I just started giggling out loud because I knew, this is about to happen.
Dude, check this out. Nick says he spent 2 months on a ship sailing to Iraq.
Oh, wow.
Good grief.
Okay.
It's a lot of seasickness for this guy
here. Yeah.
Dominic says, I was flying standby in Rome 2 weeks ago on a nicer airline, but when coming home, every North American was trying to leave Rome also. Stayed in the airport for 24 hours, not to mention he's been stuck in Denver overnight. Ooh, creepy. And Salt Lake City overnight. Ooh, creepier. After a while, you get desensitized to the disappointment of not getting on a plane. Maybe that's what
the
airlines are banking on. They're like, oh, they're used to it.
Yeah, they'll. What are they going to do, not fly?
We've let them down so much, they don't care anymore.
They don't care. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it just so happened that I got stuck in Dallas the night that, I guess, Texas played, the Longhorns played Oklahoma. And Dallas was gearing up for their Sunday night football game with the Redskins, two like ginormous rivalries, and so there was no room in any inn in Dallas. Sorry.
Check this
out.
Kayla writes a story
Of
some shady policemen.
Really?
Yeah. Winslow, Arizona. That's the setting. Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight. See? That's where we're at, everybody.
All right.
They pulled us over in our packed, rented 15-passenger van for speeding. And our driver supposedly had a warrant in the state of Arizona.
What?
They were soon loaded onto a tow truck and kicked out in front of a motel about 2 miles away. Thankfully, two friends with big enough vehicles drove from Albuquerque to pick them all up hours later.
Yeah,
good friends. Good friends. The best part is, when all was said and done, our driver checked with the police department, and he had no warrant in the state of Arizona.
Oh, wow.
Also, the state trooper was lovely enough to inform them that they confiscate vehicles to help raise money towards new squad cars. I'm sure that not every police department is as shady as that.
Right, Winslow, Arizona.
You know, the funny thing, I wish we could call Tim. He's probably asleep, but Tim has the best, or one of the best, not the best. Matt Jameson has the best tour story and most horrifying tour story I've ever heard about the frozen guy and the creepiest. But early House of Heroes, they broke down in Winslow, Arizona.
That place, my air conditioner went out in Winslow, Arizona, and
maybe
it cost me so much money.
Maybe that's why the Eagles wrote about it.
Stuck there.
Maybe it's just like a Bermuda Triangle.
It is, yes. Sorry if you're listening, Winslow. It was the worst. You know what, though?
What?
That was awesome that friends came and saved the day. I was stuck in DFW on Saturday night. No chance of getting a hotel room because of all these football games. And so I really was prepared. All right, I'm going to sleep in this chair tonight. Sleep in this chair. I'm going to fly out tomorrow. I'm going to not see my family. Matt's got my toothbrush in Albuquerque.
Holding them hostage.
All my clothes. And
all
then.
Of the clothes.
And then. Yeah, Matt Jameson, former drummer of The Wedding, came through. And here's the thing. That dude, is it funny that actually Joe was the drummer on the song?
Yeah, I was thinking, why didn't you play Heartbreak?
Because I was saying my prayers.
Yeah, but you should
switch
it.
Because I was saying my prayers.
Because you were having, you were heartbroken and you had a melody to it.
This is true.
He actually played drums on the
show. He did. So Matt calls me, Matt Jameson, drummer from The Wedding, and he's like, hey man, I just got out of church and I'll be right there. And he lived close to DFW. Dude takes me to a Target. Purchases an air mattress for me. Yeah. And I get home, and his wife, Amanda, had baked me cookies.
Aww.
Yeah. The Jamesons are some of the nicest people in the universe. So it was like one of those stories where I hated everything, and then God was like, oh, here you go, bro.
Here you
complain
go,
now.
Special friend.
Be angry now. Just because that dude from the airlines, De Americano, is a total jerk face and you got nothing from them. You have friends in this city who love Jesus, most importantly, and therefore, you're not completely destitute.
Good grief. Giovanna wrote us a story.
A novel?
It's a novel.
Dude, these phone lines are
jammed.
Let's
get to the phone lines because this is long.
Yep. Static.
Hey, guys, I got a story about a go-kart and rollerblades.
Sounds perfect. Let's hear it.
I'm in.
All right, let me set the scene. Growing up, 90s kid, some 90s kid in suburbia.
Oh, yes.
I had a pair of rollerblades because they were really popular at some point in the 90s.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, they were.
So,
synonymous with rock and roll.
My parents were too embarrassed at how bad I was at a skateboard, so they got me rollerblades.
There you go.
I'm on my street, and there are lots of kids my own age on my street, which is great for growing up. And so I'm at the end of the street with the one kid who has everything. He's got the N64, he's got the trampoline and the go-kart. So we're playing on his go-kart, and I could not wait my turn because all the other kids were in line in front of me to ride this go-kart.
I had
my rollerblades on, and so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to grab the back of this go-kart.
Oh, no.
Hitch a ride to my house. And
How'd that work out for you?
Had you just seen Back to the Future and you're thinking, I'm going to jump on the back of this
truck? I'm going to do that!
With my board.
I had not seen Back to the Future at that point. If I had, I probably would have done better.
Yeah.
Because my feet were all goofy, and you got to keep them straight.
Yeah, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So I wiped out. I got, like, you know, my arms all messed up, and I went home crying, and I took a bath.
I'm glad that you took a bath, because you had to wash away your shame.
Yep.
Good.
That was an incredible story. Thank you. Hey, it's a travel story.
It is.
It's a travel story. Go-karts and rollerblades. Static!
Mello! Dude, Steve-O, next time it happens, hit me up, bro. I'll be over there with my private jet, man.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you would've.
We forgot about your private jet.
God, pool boy.
Are you kidding me, dude? These pools I do, they provide jets daily.
Daily. I like that.
We each pool in a jet.
I realize I'm not very practical because I immediately just broke down and got teary-eyed and sat in a chair and thought, well, this is it. I'm going to die here desolate and alone in DFW. And Mateo and my friend Dave Myers took to Twitter.
Dude, I've been on a plane once, okay, I was like 12 years old, 13. We went to from San Diego, we went to Ohio. And it was a straight flight. We passed, I think it was Columbus we were flying into or something like that.
Yeah.
We pass it, and then we have to get in the little commuter plane.
Nope.
Dude, there's like 20-something people, and lo and behold, little Adrian gets the dang wing. And I didn't know about this until after, you know, when I got older. Like, I was like, no wonder the dang plane was shaking like an earthquake.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting on the wing.
Dude.
Yep.
So, yeah, dude, it was the most freakiest thing ever. And that thing was just like, oh, it was awful, man. It was a bad experience. The big plane wasn't too bad. I was like rocking the camera out of the window, the cloud, the sea of clouds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. But then we get in this little plane, and it's like, pop, 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 and I'm like, no, dude. And it was just turbulence the whole flight, man. It was crazy. But
congratulations,
made it home safe. Hit me up. I got a jet, bro.
There you go. Next time. Next time,
later.
Pool boy. All right, later.
He's talking about a commuter jet. He spent the whole thing. Like, private jets are just as bad as little commuters. He spent the whole thing talking about how bad small planes are. And then he's like, hit me up, man. I got a small plane. I'll let you sit on the wing.
So here's the thing. So I got stranded in Dallas overnight. I took to Instagram and took a photo of me sitting in my little lounge chair with the $7 coupon that this airline
was so
kind enough to give me for breakfast the next day.
Let me find this photo.
And here's some advice. No matter what, because it did work out. God is good. And I got home the next day. Granted, I was stranded in a foreign land.
It's Dallas.
And
huge shout out to Blank for the $7 coupon they gave me for breakfast.
So here's the thing. I had friends who rocked the hashtag first world problems. I'm talking to you, TJ.
Yeah.
And then this other dude who I don't know, who was like somebody whosoever, who Jesus juked it and said, first world problems. Sleeping in an airport overnight. No bigs, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool like a couple days later, but not when the dude is still stranded at the airport, upset away from his family, not knowing what he was going to do.
Dude, because they just wanted to remind you that you should feel ashamed for your feelings.
At least the ire and anger of the airline company was a little subsided because I wanted to punch them through Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, those were my second favorite, only bested by my friends who, the next day when I was already in Albuquerque, said, oh, you should have A, B, and C. You, my friends,
this
just hit acquaintance level.
Oh, you've been knocked back. You've been knocked back from first class to economy, friend.
Static.
Hey, I have a story about traveling and having sucky experiences.
Oh, yes.
So we went on a mission trip to Mexico, and it was in this itty-bitty town. And in order to get to the itty-bitty town, you had to get in this little bus and go down on, like, the side of this cliff almost, and there's this tiny road. So we were going down this tiny road. I remember, like, thinking on the way that this can't be safe, right? So we get there. We stay for the whole week. And during the week, us girls were in charge of hanging out with all the kids in town.
That
so we would play games with them and tell them stories. And one of their games was chasing wild chickens.
Oh, good.
So I, you know, unknowingly, I'm like 15. I'm like, cool. So we chase wild chickens and catch them. And so I ended up catching a bunch of wild chickens. Unbeknownst to me, I ended up obtaining salmonella. So
what? Jack Teeter, if you're listening, turn off the radio right now. That's not how you get salmonella.
It was
Chrissy,
so
you're
bad,
not getting your
so
chicken.
We go to
Team Awesome.
Hey, everyone. We're back.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Don't touch that dial.
If you missed us on Friday, I'm sorry. We were away in Nash, Vegas.
If you missed me on Thursday and Friday. I heard you guys.
Right.
I meant to tell you, when I was driving to the airport, I was listening.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had to do a fact check. Dawn didn't have a show. She was going to see her family. I was on the way to the airport. I wasn't at the airport. Mitch was just saying all kinds of lies. And then I heard you made a couple of small mistakes, but Mitch was just, just lying.
Sorry, I'm trying.
No, it's okay.
I'm trying, man.
Guys, it's time. It's that time you've been waiting on for.
All morning.
Yes.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
It's just a
Madeline. Mateo's favorite segment.
I had to clear my throat just then.
Of the morning show.
I didn't mean to ruin the song for you guys.
It's Mad Lib Monday, 505-338-3700.
Hey!
Good morning, buddy!
Good morning, dude. What do you need, man?
I need an adjective.
Wonderfully?
Yes.
Oh, fantastically!
Later.
All right,
later,
buddy.
Who's that?
What do you mean? That was Shane.
Shane?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize him. Sorry, Shane.
He was laughing at you.
Oh, bye.
505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. We're going to do one. We've been talking about travel experiences.
Travel experiences!
I found one that should fit perfectly.
Rad stamp! Bah!
Static!
Give it to me.
Noun!
Ooh. Should I go with
Bobcoffs
or Redskins?
No.
Wait, let's see if we have like a...
See, now I'm like questioning whether or not I should say that. There's not even a... I don't mean it in
any way. Here's the thing.
Thing at all.
Matt, 90% of Native Americans don't care. They embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I was watching. The funny thing is, he said that in his little commentary last night. And I walked out to the living room, the front area just now, the waiting area of Static Radio, the Connection Communications building, and they've got Fox News on, and it's this big thing now about Bob Costas, Redskins, a racial slur.
I'm always slow to, because Mississippi. I mean, we are just known for our progression when it comes to racial things, and so we had to change a mascot a few years ago. It was the Ole Miss Rebels. Now it's because it used to be this old man,
a Confederate.
He was a Confederate dude.
Okay,
and so a lot of people said they didn't care, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh no, but the rest of the country cares,
right?
And so we changed it, which I didn't. I'm Mississippi State fan, so I was like, whatever, I don't care,
right?
And then it turned into this huge thing. It was like you had the black bear. Was it going to be the land shark? Or was it going to be these ninjas or something? And it was funny. And then the really funny thing was at Ole Miss campus, this one kid started this thing where he wanted it to be Admiral Akbar. And it got huge on campus.
Man, that
it was pretty funny.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
I would follow that school.
Nobody better tell Bob Costas that Oklahoma means red people in Choctaw.
Oh, man, yeah.
Otherwise, we'll have another campaign for that.
Yeah. Look at you being all educated.
He knows about it. This is TJ we're talking about.
I went to Moriarty. What are you talking about?
I flew over your town when I was flying in from Texas. I saw it.
Was it dark?
Yeah, all nine of you. No, it was first thing in the morning because I got to spend the night in an airport and again get home the next morning. So it was bright and wonderful. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, anyway, Noun, what's it going to be?
Redskin.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Tej.
Yep.
All right, buddy. TJ. Static.
Morning.
Hello.
So what do you need?
I need a noun.
A noun?
Yep.
Brain.
Brain.
You sound like you have fantastic reception, sir. Thank you for calling us on a quality phone.
Well, I'm actually watching you on the internet.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. That's...
You guys are a trip.
We kind of are.
You can see us?
Do you see
Matt? I'm waving at you right now. Hello.
I'm waving at you.
We're waving back.
Interesting.
No, you're not.
What?
Wait,
oh, there
7 seconds.
There it is.
7 second delay. There's a delay. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
All right. Is this Kevin?
Later.
That sounded like Kevin.
Bye.
Kevin from Las Cruces.
I don't know.
Static.
Hey, guys. What do you need?
I need a noun.
A noun. Oh, gee. How about fish?
Fish.
Yeah.
Fish.
Fish is perfect. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
I need an adjective.
I need more money.
Oh, yeah, me too. An adjective?
Yeah.
Spiny.
Spiny.
Wait, slimy or spiny?
Spiny.
Spiny.
Spiny, yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you for the good
one. All right. Take care. Bye.
Right, bye. Static.
What do you need?
Plural noun.
What?
A plural noun.
Beyblades.
Beyblades?
Beyblades, like the toy?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Is that like Pokemon or something?
I don't know. I think it's the ones that spin. Like you zip them out and they're like, oh, I'm really just playing with a top, but I don't want to admit it. It's a Beyblade.
Oh, okay. I think my kids had those for about 8 seconds and they didn't work well. So we're like, never mind. I just play video games.
Hey, shh. Are you guys making fun of Beyblades?
Yeah.
Because I love Beyblades and you guys are stupid.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday. A little late on the draw this morning for Mad Lib Monday.
Hurry up.
Just about an hour late. Don't worry. Still not nearly as delayed as my flight. Hey! Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday.
Team Awesome Morning Party hanging out.
We're hanging out. That's all we do.
Gearing up for Fall Vestaween.
Fall Vestaween.
It's coming up. October 31st. That would be Halloween or Fall Fest or Harvest
Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. We call it Fall Vestaween around here so as to offend everyone and no one at the same time.
That's how we roll.
Boom!
Hey, if you'd like some more info on a cool way that you can help us raise some funds.
Yeah.
You know, we did our share-a-thon a couple weeks and you're probably like, good grief, I'm sick of them asking for my money. And I totally understand.
I hear you.
But if you want a cool way to help us out and maybe get a decent portion of food.
Yeah, your belly full.
Yeah. Go to our Facebook and check out how you can do that.
Yeah.
We pinned it to the top.
It was very cool. We were doing our 3-day share-a-thon and a local business was listening and said, what? You need help? I am here for you. And then immediately took off after they ripped their shirt open and flew into the air. It was amazing. So we made a little flyer about what's happening. Sunday, October 27th from noon to 9 p.m.
Yep.
Where? You'll have to see. Because we're non-com. Can't be that information.
Non-commercial. We can't tell you anything that we kind of need to tell you. You have to go find it out for yourself on our internet resources.
That's right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. By the way, in other news, big thanks to B2B Astronomy down in Knob Hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just for, you know.
Just throwing out a thanks.
Stuff. Just throwing them out there.
Anyway, yeah. Get to the page. Check it out.
Yep.
See what you find.
There you go. Static!
Good morning!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
How's it going?
So, I have a terrible travel story.
Oh, booyah. Let's do this.
Let's hear it.
I went to Texas.
That's all. End of story. Thank you for calling. No, I'm just playing.
I was born in Texas.
Go ahead.
Born there. That really was his story. That really was his story.
Well.
Which is hilarious because I just so happened to be stranded in Dallas, Texas this last weekend thanks to an airline that shall remain nameless, Merca. But, yeah. Overnight, DFW. No bigs. No bigs. So we're talking travel stories.
Man, that stinks too because Dallas, I love that town.
Me too!
I love it. That's a huge, like, Waverly always had a great time there. House of Heroes still has phenomenal shows in Dallas.
I had family who used to live there.
Yeah.
Sadly, they all moved away. So then I'm like, who do I know in Dallas that I can call right now that would be willing to pick me up at DFW and then take me back like 6 hours later, maybe 8 or 12 for my flight tomorrow?
Maybe 8 or 12.
Turns out Matt Jameson, former drummer from The Wedding, is the nicest dude in the universe.
Yes, he
and
is.
One of my new dearest friends.
And Matt Shelton, the singer of The Wedding.
Yeah.
He was going to help out, but unfortunately the next day he couldn't. So
take
shout out to him too, because he was totally willing. He
shout
was just like,
up.
Dang, dude, I can't get him back in time.
I know. It was a bummer, but I did get to hang out with the Jamesons, and I met Amanda for the first time. It was good times. Yeah. Static!
Good morning. So morning. I have a crazy travel story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So me and my brother took my kids to Cloudcraft. We're going to go to the Carlsbad Caverns and, the White Sands and everything. Anyway, on our travel there through Cloudcraft, they have these gigantic tarantulas, dude. I mean, creepy, like, you can see these things. And stinking, so while we're driving, there's one in the middle of the road,
yes.
And we run over it with a stinking thing, like, just, like, flings up underneath the car, right? We're like, oh, dude, we're stuffing pillows in, like, the vents, you know, the heater vents and stuff like that. Because we're like, oh, I don't want that thing crawling in here. Oh, it was like aliens. They're so huge. So then we pull over, and we're, like, running out of the car, seeing if this stupid, crazy, huge spider is, like, attached to the car.
That is amazing.
Was it?
I don't know. We went inside the store and gave it some time.
Oh my god. You're like, we just left the car. We ran out of car and left the doors open. And we gave it some time.
What if you'd have gone back outside and, like, tremors had attacked your car? you just watched your car get eaten by a giant worm.
Yeah. By the way, I love Texas. Texas is a wonderful, wonderful state.
I've got to tell you.
Yeah, he was born in Texas.
And apparently everyone there is super kind, minus the one individual I got in front of me that works at the airline company.
Yeah.
No Southern charm.
No Southern charm.
Nothing.
Well, you guys have a great morning.
You too.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can support you playing Dixie while we're talking about Texas. Because definitely the whole state is not involved. And I don't even know if people would consider East Texas part of the South in a weird way.
But it's the South.
So is New Mexico.
But it's not considered. That's the Southwest.
Yeah, and so is Texas.
Texas is not the Southwest. It's straight up like Central South. It's South Central.
It's not Dixie.
It's South Central. Sorry, I should have played some Easy E.
I wanted us all to be correct. All that's right. The most important thing in America is being right. And I wanted us to be there.
All right, fine.
Also, I am Spider-Man.
Talking about crazy travel horror stories. I had one this weekend that, you know what, God is good. It worked out. I made it home a day later than I was supposed to, but everyone was okay. And the weird thing is we had a caller this morning, if you missed it, who was on the flight that I was supposed to catch that was saying, maybe it was God that you didn't catch this flight because there was a really nasty individual on that flight just cursing at people, and I don't know that I would have handled that the best. So who knows? Maybe God was sparing me.
I am dancing.
You are. You are a dancing machine over here.
If you ever get really bored while you're listening to us, which probably happens constantly, you can watch the webcam feed. There's a delay. So right now I've waved. In about 7 to 10 seconds, I will wave again.
Yeah, there you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's going pretty well.
How are you?
So, I grew up in upstate New York.
All right, nice.
And my grandpa, after his second wife passed away, he moved back down to family in West Virginia. Mm. So, I mean, West Virginia, you already know the story's going to be crazy.
Right, of course.
So, we're driving down forever in West Virginia, get to Morgantown where he lives, and we pull off this, you know, they're all back country roads once you pull off the main one. So, you know, but once you pull off the main highway, you're in the boonies. So, anyway, we must have missed our turn. We end up in this, like, settlement of squatters.
Good.
And so my dad, like, is about to get out of the car, and this guy from his trailer is, like, looking out the door, and you can tell he's holding something behind the door. Like,
oh, man. Oh,
so
man.
Obvious he's got a shotgun or something. And my dad's like, hi. You guys... know where Bob Ammons lives?
Bob Evans? The restaurant?
No, Ammons.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, so he's like, no, it's only Robertson's up here.
Robertson's.
And my sister's like, okay, let's go before they shoot our tires out.
Right.
It was totally like a scene from, you know, we're going to get.
Yeah.
You're lucky that's he didn't answer you. You're like, you know where Bob Ammons is? And then he goes, you hear, back away you came. That's what you got.
Yeah.
That's the negative response.
Incredible. Glad you made it okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Muchos.
Thanks.
Right on, man. 505-338-3700. There's some interesting places in America.
Yes, there are.
They have some interesting airlines here in America.
Super interesting.
Super interesting. Who will tweet you a fake apology that's one sentence.
Robo-pology.
I'm over it. But if you want to see the hilarity that ensued between you,
yes,
Matt,
me,
and the airline, that and was fantastic.
The conglomerate.
It was great. And then my friends at large who immediately were like, stranded in a strange city. What? Now that was American.
Yep.
My friends coming on board and helping out. Getting involved.
That's the American spirit.
That is the American spirit.
That
is it. Static.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you know, just about to rock some Neil Diamond. What are you doing?
Shoot, I'll be traveling.
You be traveling.
That's right.
All right,
I got a story for you.
I want to hear it.
All right, so we're on our way to California from here. And my kids are in the back seat, and I'm in the passenger seat. My wife's driving, and there's a semi truck driver that's riding on our bumper. So I turn around and I take a picture of my kids, and the truck driver must have thought that I was taking a picture of him.
Ah, yes.
Well.
So yeah, so he rushed to our right side to pass us. And all of a sudden, the passenger front window broke. Yeah. And,
what? Was he shooting?
I have no way. I don't know what happened. So I screamed, and it sounded like I got shot.
Yeah.
So my wife freaked out, and all the glass shattered into the back seat on my kids, on me.
Nope. Oh, man.
So we pulled over at the Kamado exit and called the police. They did a search, and they have a feeling that maybe the truck driver tossed the rock out of the window, and it hit our
wow.
passenger window. So we drove from there all the way to Gallup with the sunshade stuck to the window so the wind wouldn't come through.
What?
And, from there, they said it would take a week to get the glass. So we drove from there to Phoenix with plastic taped to our window.
You win.
And then,
wow. You yeah. win.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So. I'm glad everyone's okay.
Yeah, everyone was okay. No one got hurt. I had glass down my shirt, and my child that was in the middle just had a little scrape on her ankle.
Oh, man. Who's just riding around carrying rocks in the cab?
I know.
I right? don't know. That's what I hear they do. Because it'll blend in with the environment, they can't find anything. And
incredible.
It was crazy. But anyway, that was my experience.
Yeah, glad you're okay, man.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Take care, guys.
What is going on, America?
In honor of not only America, but that call,
yeah,
we've decided to play St. Elmo's Fire in the background. It's a fantastic song.
Yes, it is. It's kind of our out as well.
It's going to be our out song.
Yeah. It's time for us to say adios.
Yep.
But only till tomorrow, because I don't have to take any airplanes to get home.
Neither do I.
So there will be no layovers.
And tomorrow's Tuesday.
It is. New Music Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Had a chance to hang out with some great friends in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend.
Yep.
So we got some new bands to share with you guys.
Yeah, we got some great feedback.
Yeah. So, good stuff.
Good ideas.
All right. Well, that's it for us. We're out. We'll see you guys mañana, New Music Tuesday. If you would like to submit some music, you can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, or, of course, check out our website, mystaticradio.com/localsrule.
Yeah, also, we're going to be podcasting this adventure, Team Awesome Morning Party. We're going to podcast that. We do it every day, so if you missed it, I'm just stalling until the chorus hits.
If you missed any part of the show,
and here
check
it comes.
Out the mornings.
Yep.
That's it for us.
We out.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.